USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Authorities in Surfside, Florida announced Wednesday that crews had recovered 18 more victims from the rubble of the collapsed condominium tower, bringing the official death toll up to 54. Also on Wednesday, the rescue operation was officially ended, moving into the recovery phase.
So today is about beginning the transition to recovery so that we can help to bring closure.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. 86 people are still unaccounted for nearly 2 weeks after the collapse. And after leaving thousands without power in Florida, Tropical Storm Elsa has moved into southeastern Georgia, dropping heavy rains and bringing gusty winds. Tropical storm watches now extend from South Carolina up to Long Island, as Elsa is expected to head into South Carolina and eastern North Carolina on Thursday and into the Mid-Atlantic coast on Friday. The storm will weaken as it continues over land, but does have the potential to drop several inches of rain as it goes. This is USA Radio News.
And I drive hell. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Police in Haiti say they've arrested the presumed assassins who killed President Jovenel Moïse. The president and his wife were shot in their home Wednesday morning outside of the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. First Lady Martine Moïse was airlifted to Miami to be treated for multiple gunshot wounds, where she's reportedly in critical but stable condition. The killing drawing condemnation from around the world. President Biden condemning the killing in a statement, saying that the U.S. is ready to assist in working for a safe and secure Haiti. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also tweeting his condolences and support for the Haitian people. And the Pentagon has axed a controversial project. Lance Pry explains.
The Pentagon has canceled the disputed JEDI contract. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Project became bogged down in legal challenges almost as soon as it was awarded to Microsoft in October of 2019. The price tag was $10 billion over a decade. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the Delta variant of the coronavirus now becoming the dominant strain in new cases in the United States, there are even more efforts being undertaken to reach out to portions of the population that remain unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden says vaccinations shouldn't be politicized. He tells Fox News that the real battle is being fought between the virus and humans.
The bottom line here is we have the rapidly spreading Delta variant in many states of the U.S. About now, it's most strains in the U.S. We've seen increases in other parts of the world, even with high vaccination rates. So it really is a race of the variants against the vaccine. And really, what works best for each person is whatever works best for that person. For some people, it'll be their doctor. For others, it'll be the local drugstore. For others, it may be a community site. And in different communities, the key is to identify the messengers and the messages that are going to work. Bottom line here, there's only one enemy. The enemy is a virus. And the more we work together, the more people can conquer the virus. The more we divide, the more the virus divides and conquers us.
And eight-time Wimbledon champion Roger Federer was bounced from the tournament Wednesday in the quarterfinal round, losing in straight sets to 14-seeded Hubert Orcats 6-3, 7-6, 6-0. After the match, Federer dismissed questions about retirement, saying he needed a few days to see how he feels. Federer turns 40 next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.